I think that this idea that Rav Hunder is speaking about here, again, in Maamar Tes of Shavuos, the idea of, called in mindfulness, is something that is, it's always a tremendous challenge. I have found recently, I decided I wanted to start with this because it's been something that I have found extra challenging in these past couple of weeks with everything going on around us, and hopefully that what I mean by that will become more clear as we move on. So let's start the Maamar. Rav Hunder starts with the little bit famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Ki koi Rebbe b'hai mesechta al tishalei b'mesechta achrisa. So the Gemara tells us a teaching regarding asking Rabbanim, asking Rabbeim questions, is that you should ask them in the sugya that they're holding in the mesechta that they're holding in. Maybe you can expand this a little bit more. There are different Rabbanim that have different areas of expertise. So ask them in their zone. You shouldn't ask a Rav an area of a question in an area that's outside of their zone. Ki koi Rebbe b'hai mesechta. When Rebbe is shakua, he's immersed in that mesechta, al tishalei b'mesechta achrisa. Don't start asking him questions out of left field in a completely different mesecht. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. Says Rav Hunder, lechora meniat hashela b'mesecht achrisa. Lechora, this idea that you should not ask a question from a different mesecht, mista'efeti, it stems from what? What's the lechora? How do we understand this? You can speak up. Anyone?
They're only trying to like make him look dumb. She's trying to understand the sugya.
Okay, we don't want him to feel bad. We don't want him to feel bad that he doesn't know. So that's how people usually understand it. L'chora meniat hashela b'mesechta achrisa mista'efet hi mechshash chushato v'kotzer yodo shel hanisha. L'chora, it seems as it's coming from the kotzer yad, the limit, something that is katzar, short, small, within the nishal, the person that's being asked, the rav that's being asked. It's like he was stemming from something, b'kitzur, a weakness. You don't want him to feel uncomfortable, and you don't want to show his weakness. That's the way everybody usually understands it, and that's part of the creativity here of the Maamar here of Rav Hunder's twist on this Gemara. Aval b'divrei Rabbeinu Harishonim mevur lehefich ki azharas hasheila mesechta achrisa. This warning of not asking the Rav, the Rebbe, in another mesechta. Boy, he lahadgish dafka etzad hagadlus shel hanishal. Really, it stems from a strength. It's a strength. It's not a weakness. It comes from the nakuda of gadlus of the person being asked the nishal. Why? V'haynu mishum the dafka gedula so shel odom he hamechayeves hishtakut Gemura umuchletes b'mesechta shu omid bo. The godless, the greatness of a person demands that they be completely immersed in the task at hand, in the mesechta at hand. Hishtakut gemura, complete immersion. Again, muchletet, absolute. But mesechta shu'omid ba, ad kidei shlilat efsharut hatshuva mesechta achrita. To the point that he can't hear about another mesechta. What do you mean another mesechta? What do you mean something else? Nothing else is going on. The only thing I have in front of me is the sugya that I'm being osik in. That's in my mind is completely there. There isn't anything else. The adrabba, ad kama shetichaser midat gadlo shel harav, to the degree that there is something missing from the godless of the rav, kein leumat ze yiktan chomer ha'azhara shel ha'sheila b'masichta achrisa. To that degree, the severity, the chumras ha'inyan, the severity of the problem of asking him in a different masechta is decreased. It's less of a problem. The bigger the person, the more of a problem it is asking him in Masichta Achrisi, because he's an Adam Gadol. He's supposed to be completely, completely immersed. There's nothing else. Rav Noam once mentioned to me, maybe he mentioned it to the to you guys in Yeshiva. You know Rav Noam quotes sometimes Rav Asher Arieli? No? Okay. Ariel?
I did not know that.
Right? You did not know that. Okay, so
I was not aware.
So I'm glad we added a new yediyah tonight. This afternoon, whatever it may be, somewhere between Pesach v'Atzeres. Right? We're between Pesach and Shavuos, right? Yes, Ariel?
Yes, Rabbi, okay, that is correct. Okay, we are between good.
Yeah. So, Rav Noam told me that he once asked, he once asked Rav Asher something in within the shiurim that he gave, but, or even, within shiurim that he gave, Rav Asher told him, Rav Asher made it clear to Rav Noam, look, you can't ask me questions, even in his own shiurim, in things that he gave over many times before. He said, I'm sorry, but I can't answer a question. Not from a policy, but he said, I just can't. I can't answer a question if it's in another masechta, if it's in another sugya that I'm not learning now. He said, I'm just not there. I don't know. I'm just not there. So let's go move on to Ozbez. Malach Advarim Kach. What does this mean? What does this mean that this shows the Gdula Dafka, the greatness? This is not coming from weakness, but the idea that the Gemara says that when the Rebbe is Osek in one Masechta, you can't ask him a question from another Masechta. This stems from greatness, not from weakness of the Rebbe. Malach Advarim Kenu. Kol ha'uvdot shel seder ha'amura shel matan Torah. Here we are now in the weeks of getting ready, going towards Shavuot's preparation for Kabbalas HaTorah. So the headquarters, kol ha'uvdot shel seder ha'amura shel matan Torah, ein inyanan shayach lematan Torah dafka, ela she'inyanan mahaveh et ha'tochen ha'nafshi shel Talmud Torah ledoros. It's the headquarters of Talmud Torah. What happened at Har Sinai, what happened at Matan Torah thousands of years ago when Am Yisrael was Mekabel Torah, it wasn't just then, but it was the headquarters for what we learn of everything connected to the nature of Talmud Torah. The essence of Talmud Torah comes from Matan Torah. It's not only Matan Torah, but it's Talmud Torah Lidoros for all the future generations. Sharei kama gufei alochas b'mitzvos Talmud Torah mekoram hu b'chilfusa shel mehayalfusa shel kinesinasa. It's from the yalfusa. It's from the learnings that the Gemara learns out from kinesinasa. That Torah is kinesinasa, just as, and that's all the many many drashas and halochas that are learned out through the drash, that kinesinasa, just as at Matan Torah, this, X, Y, or Z. So too, that's Lamaisa, that's how, that's what we apply to Hilchos Talmud Torah. K'nisinasa, that's the rule as far as Hilchos Talmud Torah is as it was in Nisinasa and Har Sinai. V'odatam levanecho levanei vanecho. V'samach le'yom asher amadat alefnei Hashem lakecha b'choriv. L'lamed ki sidrei ha'amida b'choriv. What happened at Choriv, what happened at Har Sinai? Heim heim darche limud ha-Torah midor dor. This is how Torah is learned. This is how Torah is acquired. A Kenyan Torah. This is how Torah is given over. Through every single aspect. So many different parts of what was going on at Har Sinai. So there are many different things that are learned. I could spend a long time. And within Hilchos Talmud Torah, there are many things that are learned out. Now we're focusing on one, and a chidush of, in a mechudash, creative kind of a way, connecting it to the principle that Rav Hunter is speaking about. Oz Gimel. V'arei kach amru chachamim b'seder ha'shmas ha'dibros l'Yisrael. Kol dibur v'dibur sheyotza mipi ha'kadosh baruch hu. The Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Pei. The Kabbalah Satorah Gemara, Masech the Shabbos. Matan Torah Gemara is Shabbos Daf, Peir Ches. Right? Peir Ches and Shabbos, the headquarters for Matan Torah. So in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peir Ches tells us that Kol Dibur V'Dibur Sheyotza Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nismale Kol HaOlam B'Samim. With every Dibur of the Aseres Hadibros, the world was completely filled with this tremendous, tremendous smell. The Nismale Kol HaOlam Kulo B'Samim. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? The whole world was filled from every Dibur. So after Dibur number one, the whole world is filled with Kol HaOlam Kulo B'Samim. Parachal, the Gemara asks, the Kevan Sheme Dibur Rishon Nismale Dibur Sheni Lehechon Holach. The whole world was filled with this besamim from the first Dibur. So it's full. Occupancy is, there's no occupancy. It's full. So where did the second Dibur go? Dibur Sheni Lehechon Holach. Parak the Gemara answers, Hotzi Yakadosh Baruch Hu Ruach Me Otzrosav. Mavir Rishon Rishon. The whole world, as the Gemara said, after the first Dibur, the whole world was completely filled with the psalmim, that this tremendous, beautiful smell that just completely took over the world. The second Dibur had to come along, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out a wind from his storage place, from his otzar, and took and pushed out with the wind that the psalmim that filled the whole world and made room then for the next Dibur. Shenemar sifsosav shoshanim notfot mor over. Says Rav Hutner, nimtza lefi zeh, ki lekushta demilsa. What does lekushta demilsa mean?
Truth of the matter?
Right. The question of the matter. Excellent. The truth of the matter is, very good. Lekushta demilsa, the truth of the matter is, b'shas shlitato shel dibur echad, when there was one dibur in the world, lo haya ba'olam makom panui l'inyano shel dibur acher zulaso. There was no room for anything else. This is so unbelievable. This is so awesome. This is so incredible. There's a dibur. This is it. There's nothing else. How can I think about anything else? This is all there is. A special action was needed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking out a wind to clear the slate, to take out the something that the world was filled with. Havarat shultono shel adibur harishon b'chtei lefanot makom lechavero, to make room for the next dibur, mavi rishon rishon. And Rav Hutner finishes off, Ozdalin, v'hu adin v'hi amida. So again, this is the headquarters. Maimed Har Sinai is the headquarters for all of our Talmud Torah, all of the different aspects of how we acquire Torah. V'lein yaneinu this afternoon or tonight in the Ayalon Valley. L'in yaneinu, what we're learning from Maimed Har Sinai here is the fact that when there's a dibur there, it's everything. It's everything. It's completely, I'm completely there. There's no room for anything else. My mind is completely on that dibur. To be able to make room for another dibur, we need a pulav, something coming along and pushing that out, the wind, to make room. V'hu ha'din v'hi ha'mida. Gam ba'olam ha'nefesh shel ha'odam ha'mitmaser l'divrei Torah. So too, for a person who is trying to connect himself, be moser himself to Torah, connect, as Yaakov said before, connection. Trying to connect to Torah, the same rule is true. B'sha'a she'dibur echad me'divrei Torah, mishtaleit b'nafsho. When something in divrei Torah is sholeit, rules over the person, meaning is... The person is connecting to that. Hare kol chalala shel hanefesh mitbasem al yado. All the places in the heart, all of the open areas, every nook and cranny is filled, is mitbasem, is filled with the besamim of those divrei Torah. Ideally, again, this is in the way, in this paradigm of Har Sinai. This is how it is. This is what we're striving for. V'rak al yedei pula miyuchedet shal nituk v'avara efshala l'dibur sheinu le'achez b'nefesh. Only by actively pushing that out, okay, I'm shifting over to something else. I'm opening up a different sefer. I'm doing something else important that I have to be doing, so now I'm doing something else. Ki koi revi b'hai mesechta al tishale b'mesechta achrisi. When I was an Adam Gadol, when there's a Rebbe who's when he's osik, he's completely in that mesecha. He's completely connected to the dibur. There's a dibur now that's filling the world. It's filling his world. Al tishalem mesecha achrisa. Because he's an Adam Gadol. He's an Adam Gadol. He's completely there. Someone who's bemet gadol and completely focused in there. Al tishalem mesecha achrisa. There is nothing else for him. As we said, right, the Rav Asher Arieli, just, I don't know, it's not there, it's not, I'm in the sugya now that I'm all seeking right now. Talmuda Kenesinasa. Talmud Torah is Kenesinasa, as it was given over at Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, there was one dibur at a time that filled the world. Vaasya Kikushya Satalmud Besugyan. And at Maivan Har Sinai, as we said, Kevan Shame Dibur Rishon Nismale. The world was filled with that dibur. Dibur Sheni Lehechan Holach. There's no room. Where can the second dibur go? That's what we're striving for. That type of connection, that type of focus. And I said striving for it. It's not easy. It's almost as if not easy is an understatement. I said, especially, I mean, all the time, but especially, I think, now with so much going on in the world and so much going on around us, to be able to focus we need such gvura. It's heroic to be able to focus these days. And as some of you may know, I'm sure many of you know, of Rabbi Dr. Benji Epstein, learned in Shalavim a few years ago. And he put out, some of you, I've seen this around the yeshiva, some of you have seen, Living in the Presence, a Jewish mindfulness guide. And this is all, the whole sefer, it's a beautiful, filled from cover to cover, beautiful, beautiful divrei Torah, thoughts, anecdotes, insights, all connected to what we're speaking about now. It's all, you can go through the whole Living in the Presence, and it's be'etzem, in essence, it's expounding upon Maimer Tes of Rav Huttner and Shavuos. If you don't have it, I highly recommend. I think you'll enjoy it, and it's something which said it's we need very much. We need to find ways of strengthening ourselves. Things that could be done to, in any way, greater awareness of the importance of this, or from the ideas to tricks that to and everything in between that enables us to be there, to be in the moment, to be in the moment. You know, there's there's a cheap, unhealthy, so crude kind of living in the moment where we don't care about anything, whatever, right? We're just a kind of almost a precuss all of living in the moment. And the other side of the coin, right? The other side of the coin is what we're speaking about tonight. A holy living in the moment. A holy living in the moment. Maybe we'll add on just another. Finishing with the Maamar, another connected to this, we'll finish off with something. Is it okay if we connect this to Purim? A little bit. I still feel like we left each other in the middle of Purim. I don't know. I think. That's on some level. Feels like, I don't know, whatever happened after Purim is definitely a... Usually, you know, Purim is a blur, and after Purim is clear. Now it's like after Purim is a blur, and Purim was more clear. But...
Purim, no?
You know, the days of Chol Hamoed, the Ramban says that the days of...
Sfiras
HaOmer, like Chol Hamoed, right? So it's another type of Chol Hamoed. Gam Chol Hamoed, Chol Hamoed. But within that context of a holy living in the moment, a holy Shalom Aleichem Binyamin. So within that context, Rav Hutner, I don't know if this is, I don't think it's written in the Pachad, it's for sure not in the regular Pachad Yitzchok on Purim. In the back of Pachad Yitzchok on Purim, there are some inyanim in Yiddish. So it touches it upon this, but not exactly word for word, but there are some recordings. There are some recordings online of Torahs that Rav Hutner gave over on Purim, and they're in Yiddish. And an idea that he says there connects to the Gemara in Bava Basra. I may have mentioned this. I was thinking about it going in now, but as we started, I was trying to remember if I mentioned it at one point in the year. I had a suffix, we'll see. If it could be at the tish that we had this year, we had a tish up on the patio upstairs, the Mirpeset. It could be you mentioned it then. If nobody remembers, then it's good, because I'll feel like I'm not wasting your time by just repeating it. If you do remember, if I did, I'm not sure if I said it then. If you do remember, then a little chazar. We'll say it quickly. The Gemara at the beginning of Bava Basra speaks about the refurbishing of Bayis Sheni done by who? Bayis Sheni. The refurbishing of Bayis Sheni done by
Herod.
Hordus. Nachon. Herod the Great. Hordus. The walls around Harabayis, the Kotel that we have built of by Hordus. We'll make this site a little bit of a Tanakh trail, right? Okay, a little bit of a tiul. So Hordus did the refurbishing in Bayis Sheni around the teens of BCE, meaning about 90 years before the Churban. The Churban Bayis Sheni was in the year 70, right? Churban Bayis Sheni is in the year 70. Around 90 years before that, Hordus ruled, was the ruler that the Romans placed in power, as we know. And he killed a lot of he was off the wall, and he was a big rotzeach, and he killed the Chachamim, and then he felt very bad about it. And then he wanted to do something good, and the Gemara speaks about the Eitzah that he received from Bava Ben Buta when he asked, what should I do to make a fixing for this thing that I did? I killed the Chachamim. So he was told, extinguish the light of the world by destroying the Chachamim, you should build the light of the world by building the Beis HaMikdash. And that's when he did his refurbishing. So the Gemara there says that Hurdus, one specific point that's mentioned regarding the way that he built it, the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and Bava Basra says, how did he build it? When the Gemara says, Misha lo ra binyan Hurdus lo ra binyan na'a meyamav. If you didn't see the building of Hurdus, you never saw a beautiful building. But my banya, how did he build it? Amarabo ba'avne shisho marmara, with green and white rocks. Ikadamri ba'avne kuchla shisho marmara, blue, green, and white rocks. Apik shafa went out one level, va'ayil shafa, and right, it went in and out. It went in and then out. Kihechi denekavos sido. So then the Gemara says there, that Hurdus wanted to make it really fancy. So what do you do if you want to make it really fancy? He looked at it and he said, I don't know, I think maybe I'll cover it all in gold. Sovar lemashe b'dahavo. He wanted to cover it in gold. Amru le'rabonon, shavke, leave it alone as it is. With this blue and white, d'hochi shapir tfei. This is better. Why? You know the punchline of the Gemara? Why did it look better? Anybody raise your hand if you know the punchline here? Why did the Rabban and Chacham say, better to leave it as it is, blue and white, don't cover it with gold? Because this way, it looks, mechzi ki advisa diyama. It looks like the waves of the ocean. And Chacham said, that's better, that's nicer. It looks like the waves of the ocean. What's this idea that Chacham and Rabbanu were interested after that the Beis HaMikdash should look like the waves of the ocean? The Chora, gold is fancier, gold is much nicer. So Rav Hunde said a beautiful, beautiful idea. The Milo of waves. The Milo of waves, he said, is the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ata Moshe, Tehillim Perek, Peites, Pasuk Yud. Ata Moshel Begeus Hayam. Besol Galov Ata Tishabchim. David HaMelech is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he rules over the ocean. he rules over the ocean and he quiets the waves. Besol Galov Ata Tishabchim. So Tishabchim is a Lashon of Shavach. This is a praise. And it's also Tishabchim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu quiets down the ocean. What happens with the waves of the ocean? So Rav Hutner describes, again, it's such a creative way, it speaks about every wave that is heading towards the coast is storming ahead. And each wave thinks, I'm going to be the wave that's going to be successful in crashing through, in breaking through the coast. Then it ends up getting stopped by the coast. But it doesn't care. The wave in front of it, the wave behind sees the wave in front of it, and then it hits the coast. It doesn't care. It keeps on going with all of its strength. I'm going to crash through. This is the shevach of the waves of the ocean. That when they're in the moment, and you see how it's connected to the idea that we were speaking about. Each wave is completely in the moment. It's doing its thing. I don't care what's going on behind me. I don't care about the wave that hit the coast in front of me. I'm with all of my strength, forging ahead. This is the shevach of the waves of the ocean, the strength of going ahead in that moment, the holiness of living in the moment. There's a hefkeris, a crude, eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow we die, I don't care, whatever, hefkeris, so therefore I'll just party and have a good time. That's a living in the moment of tumah. But lu'umasa, there's a strength, a living in the moment, mindfulness, completely there, of the moment, the holiness of the moment, of when the Rebbe is osek behind masechta, al tishalim masechta achrisa. Don't ask him about the wave beforehand, the wave in front of him. He's in the moment of the wave right now. That is, and this mamash, we'll finish. That is also The last Makor I'll mention, that's also Rashi at the end of Parshas Bereishis, when Rashi brings a conversation between an apikoris and Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. This is the end of Bereishis in Perek Vav, 6-6, Vav in Bereishis. When the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sad, nit'atzev, vayit'atzev elibo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw what was going on in the world, the corruption of man, and Hashem was sad. So Apikoros came along to an Apikoros. Thank you, Binyamin. An Apikoros. I'll be real. I'll tell you. And I saw Binyamin just sent me a note. I didn't have time to read it yet, and we'll see. I wasn't able to pull off the reading and continuing to speak at the same time. I have to get better at that trick. The Apikoros came along to Rabbi Shimon Korcha and said, "Well, what's going on? Your God doesn't know the future. All of a sudden, he's sad because he created beings and he sees that they're not behaving the way they're supposed to be, and now he's upset. So the fact that he's upset shows that he didn't know that this would be. You're telling me that God knows the future? So." You don't agree that our God knows the future? Hashem is sad. So Rabbi Shimon Korcha answered with a mashal. He said, let me ask you something, Mr. Apikoros. Did you ever have a child? Did you ever have a son? Yeah. Amalo ma'asita. What do you do after the son was born? Amalo samachti v'simachti et hakol. I was happy. I made everyone happy through a bikiddush, right? Everyone made everyone happy, celebrated. Amalo v'lo ayita yodea shesofo lamut. Well, you didn't know eventually. You didn't know what would happen in the future that eventually this son would die. So why are you so happy now and celebrating that he was born? Amalo. B'shas chedvasa, chedvasa. B'shas evla, evla. At the time of being happy, now I'm happy, I had a son. B'shas chedvasa, chedvasa. At the moment that of happiness is happiness, at the moment of avilus, that's another time, that's avilus. This as well. This yisod. This idea here in Rashi. And guys, we have to take this to go. This idea is, just remember those words of Rashi, those three words of Rashi. B'shas chedvasa chedvasa. At the time of being happy, happy. At the moment, in the moment, living the moment, completely in a full way with all of its potential to take everything we can out of the moment that we're in. B'shas chedvasa chedvasa. So, kach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uses this lashon of Vayisatzev Libo, that's what Rashi says there. At the moment again of the waves, the message of the waves, b'sogal of ata deshabchem, the waves being completely in the moment, with all of the strength, all of the otzma of the wave, b'sogal of crashing through, breaking through the waves of the ocean, and that's what Chacham, and that's what Rav Huttner says, Chacham at the time of Hurdu said, leave it, leave the waves of the ocean, don't cover it with gold. Rav Huttner says, the Chachamim already saw this was at the end of Bayis Sheni. They read the writing on the wall. They understood that this Beis HaMikdash. They saw this is Hordus is in power. They saw the corruption in society. They understood that this Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Sheni, is not going to last forever. This is not the Gula Shlema. But at the same time, they needed the chizuk of the moment of, okay, fine, we know that this, they saw the churban coming, we saw this is not, they knew it's not going to last, but b'shas chedvasa, chedvasa, today still, we have a Beis HaMikdash. We have to capitalize on the moment. We have to take advantage of the opportunity. There's a Beis HaMikdash. Remember the waves. They said, leave it. Don't cover it with gold. We want to have a reminder of the waves of the ocean, the strength of the moment. Okay, we have this Beis HaMikdash here right now for us. Salavai, Bezat Hashem. We should be Shiyelanu, maybe it's something specifically now within Sfiras HaOmer towards, on the positive side, the celebration of Sfiras HaOmer. Sadly enough, with time, that's not, as we mentioned the Ramban before, these are days really, it's supposed to be like Chol HaMoed. These are days really of celebration, b'makor, and we'll go back to that Bezat Hashem. If I can get a little bit Zionistic for a moment, I'll plug in also that Baruch Hashem in our days, in our, over the past couple of decades, in Chodesh Iyar, we have Rosh Chodesh coming up, we've seen Chodesh Iyar, which is the full month in Sfira, right? Sfira is part of Nisan and part of Sivan, but the only month there is Chodesh Iyar. And we've seen in over the past couple of decades, Chodesh Iyar has become a source of Geula, of great celebration, a process in the Geula. We don't have the Iker is Chaser Min HaSefer. We're waiting for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, of course, Ken. But Am Yisrael is coming back to Eretz Yisrael and establishing a state in 1948 and proclaiming a state in Chodesh Iyar. And then coming back to Yerushalayim, back to the Kotel in 1967 in Chav Ches Iyar. We see Iyar returning. This is a tangent, totally not connected to what we were talking about. But we see Chodesh Iyar coming back to its source as the days of celebration, of Geula, of Be'ezat Hashem, the birth of Am Yisrael was leaving Mitzrayim and heading towards Matan Torah at Har Sinai. Shlach et Ami v'yavduni, becoming a nation. And another step in that of becoming a nation in our times is coming back to Eretz Yisrael. So during that time, as I said, the positive time, going back to the Shorish, the way Sfiras HaOmer should be, making a fixing of the Chatayim of, here we are all together, even though we're so far all across the world, but here we are all together, connecting through Divrei Torah. It's a fixing of the fact that Talmidei Rabbi Akiva lo nahagu kavod zeh lezeh. So Ashenu Matov Chalkeinu, that we're able to make a fixing of that. Being mechaber each other and getting together with each other and appreciating each other and appreciating, especially now in this year, Tavshin Pei, having a greater appreciation for what it means to have chaverim and yearning for that opportunity to go back, to be with friends. That's a fixing also of the days of Sfira. And Bezat Hashem, during this time of preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah, the aspect that we were speaking about tonight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the strength and the Siyata Deshmaya to be able to live the moment, to connect it to the moment in what we're doing, in what we're learning, be completely focused on the words in front of us and the ideas there. And Bezat Hashem, HaYedezeh, to acquire a higher quality of Talmud Torah. And Bezat Hashem, Shaniska, the Kabbal, Esatora in the coming days. Bezat Hashem. Again, it's great seeing all of you guys. I can't tell. Mamash. Really great seeing you. Take care. Have a good rest of
the
afternoon. Good night.
Thank
you,
Rabbi.
See you soon. Take care.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good night.
Hardik.
Shkaya.
Thank you, Rabbi.